Can we begin to bless the name of the Lord? Can we begin to appreciate His holy name for His mercies endured forever? Can we begin to thank Him for everything He has done for us, for His goodness, for His mercies, for His love, for His kindness? Let's begin to bless Him in the Spirit. We bless Your name, Father. We thank You. We love You. We appreciate You, Lord. Let's begin to bless Him in the Spirit. Thank You, Father, Lord. Thank You, Father, Lord. Regado shalabaruma no spotari abagado shalabari baba baba. Oria no shalabari gede ebos karababa kaskotari. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship as we bless Your holy name. You deserve the glory.
There is no one else like You. There is no. Yeah. Zion's King, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, the Almighty God, the one that seated upon the circles of the earth, whose name is holy. You have established the earth forever, that it should not be moved. There is none to compare to you. You send forth mercy and truth. You are plenteous in mercies, always willing to forgive. Great and mighty God, to whom shall we compare you? We worship you. We exalt you. We honor you. You are the Most High. We bless you, Father. Lord Jesus, the Ancient of Days, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. Oh, our Redeemer, our Savior, our God, and our friend, the true God and eternal life. It's of your fullness that we have received grace upon grace. Thank you because you rose, you went to hell for us, you rose from the dead to justify us. You sit at the right hand of the Father in majesty, ever living to make intercession for us. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your intercession. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. We bless and worship you, sir. Precious Holy Spirit, we bless you, sir. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, the inner strengthener, the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the God that is more than enough, our sanctifier, the one who helps us, helps our infirmities. We bless and worship you, Holy Spirit. You are a person. You are God. We worship you, sir. Come and help us to do all things well today. Let the word of God have a free course. Let the word of God be glorified. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, we bless you for the privilege that we have at this time to go into your word. The entrance of your word gives light, mercy, and gives understanding to the simple. Lord, as we go into your word, we pray that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, that the word of God will have a free course, and the word of God will be glorified. By the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs. We pray for unction to deliver the word, to deliver it with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, by the reason of the Spirit and the Word, you cause all things to be done well to the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you take charge, glorify Jesus, and bring blessings, transformation, edification, strengthening to us, the sons of men, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that's at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. That's not a super hand clap. Amen. Let's be seated. Mistress, God bless you. Lord, continue to strengthen you. And the instrumentalists give you unction, grace in Jesus' name. You are welcome to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center. Pastor by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for the honor to our parents. Bible says we should give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. I got pastor's prayers as I was coming. So I am covered. Praise the Lord. When you're under covering, you are covered. Amen. Today we'll be sharing on Moses, the man of God. Praise the Lord. Moses, the man of God. Amen. You know, it's Bible talked about God honored Moses. Praise the Lord. He magnified him before Pharaoh. Pharaoh knew the person, this person is not an ordinary person. Praise the Lord. And long after Moses was dead, as John wrote the book of Revelation, obviously like thousands of years after Moses had died, they said in Revelation that they sang the song of Moses, the man of God. Praise the Lord. That means Moses was identified with God. Amen. The man God used. The man God transformed. The man God changed. The man that carried the presence of God. Amen. Believers, not hidden. Believers knew him as the man of God. Praise the Lord. And Pastor always tells us, he's coming back. Amen. Those attributes, those demonstrations, those acknowledgement of the power of God is coming back. Amen. That glory, honor Moses cannot be in the past before this world ends. Amen. They sang the song of Moses, the man of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today we are used to words. We introduce to you the man of God of the hour. I'll compare him to Moses. Amen. That's a reference of the man of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's start to seek from the original and then go to the destination. Amen. The man of God. Praise the Lord. But you and I, we are going to experience that and greater. Amen. Praise the Lord. As a background, you know we are coming from Joseph. Amen. Good to know our Bible history. We are coming from Joseph. Remember the story about Joseph with his father Jacob in the family house, how the brothers sold him out of envy, how Joseph got himself into Potiphar's house. They caught Joseph and threw him to the pit. You saw Pastor Laolu's diagram, it's David that did it. First, Joseph had the promise about how great God was going to make him become. But from the promise that you'll be great, the next thing he experienced was the pit. Praise the Lord. And then from the pit to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house, he was taken to prison. When Potiphar's wife lied on him, he refused to commit fornication. So, and he got him into prison. Yeah, good. So, you first get the promise. That's what happened to Joseph. He got the promise, and the promise did not become a promise. The promise landed him in the pit. It happens sometimes like that in our lives. Praise the Lord. What should remain with you? Never lose sight of the promise. Praise the Lord. Never be bitter. Stay sweet, Joseph. Don't be bitter. Because sometimes the promise that you got is a seed. Amen. The seed needs to die. Unless it will abide alone. It will die and then it will resurrect. Amen. What is God? What is God? Don't be afraid when he dies. Because you are dealing with the God of the resurrection. Amen. That promise died when he entered the pit. Praise the Lord. Planted like a seed. They went to Potiphar's house. They went to prison. And then, by the time he got to the palace, some semblance of the promise started coming back. And like we warned us, that we need to be careful. The throne in Egypt was not the promise. That was never in the dream. No. The promise was that your brothers will bow. Some of us, we get to the throne, and when you see your brothers come, you forget about the dream. That you are comfortable with it. No. Let's be very careful. It was Pastor Louis that brought that to us. And he said, no, that throne was never the dream. It was never the dream. The dream was the brothers would come and bow. And then ultimate destiny was able to save his generation. brought his father, everybody, and brought them and preserved a nation. Praise the Lord. They went as a family. They came out as a nation. Amen. Now, the key to that was Joseph. Praise the Lord. So by the time Joseph died, it was still a family in Egypt. A big family. But in dying, he told them, God will surely visit you. And when he does, don't keep my bones here. Carry my bones with you to that promised land that God has spoken about. And Joseph died. And a Pharaoh came that did not know Joseph. And the Egyptians grew and grew. And he started to kill them. It's the more you give them hard labor, the more they multiply. The more they get stronger. They try to destroy them. They come out stronger. And then later the man will say, okay, all firstborn, kill them. Praise the Lord. And then it was in the midst of that that Moses was born. Praise the Lord. So just to see the transition from Joseph to Moses. And then Moses' parents, they saw destiny in Moses as he was born. Okay? So they said, something said, no, this one should not be killed. This one should not be killed. So give birth, quiet about it, and because they must never see a baby boy in the Hebrew land. They must never see it. You may see he's killed. So they went to hide him. Amen. So we do not have time to relate it. We are looking at it more from the Old Testament. In Hebrews, he said, by faith, Moses' parents, when he was born, they saw that he was a goodly child and hid him. Amen. They went by faith that this one should not be killed. Praise the Lord. And put him in the river, and when they couldn't hide him again, and then they now saw Pharaoh's daughter coming to have a bath in the river, and saw the Hebrew child, and then carried the child and nursed the child as her own. And then Moses' sister was close by, and when he said, okay, it's the Hebrew child, okay, can I call somebody to come and nurse him for you? He said, okay, go and get me somebody. And they wanted to bring Moses' mother. And Moses' mother nursed and was paid for nursing Moses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, when God wants to act, let's just leave the way. Amen. God knows how to act. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, when we used to go and preach in NYC days, that was what he used to tell us. We are being paid by NYC. Our major thing we are doing, we are going to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord, in the villages that we went to. And Pa Elton had actually said that a time will come, government will pay evangelists to preach the gospel. And I don't think the fullness of that prophecy has even been fulfilled. That was just a sample that it can come to pass. And it will come to pass. Amen. So Pa Elton said that a time will come, government will pay evangelists to preach the gospel. And it happened a lot to the early days of NYC, and took the gospel. The NYC people took the gospel everywhere. Amen. Everywhere. And they used the immunity of the uniform to take the gospel. The immunity of the NYC uniform to take the gospel. So they paid Moses' mother, took care of Moses, and then weaned Moses, and Moses lived in the palace, and Moses' mother came. And Moses forever had a sense of destiny. Praise the Lord. He forever had a sense of what? Destiny. Forever had a sense of destiny. I'm still giving background before we go into the first scriptures. Will be about the adult Moses. So he had a sense of destiny. And if we read in Acts chapter 7, he said, when he was of age, praise the Lord, he said, let me visit my brethren. It came to his heart. It's time to visit your brethren. Praise the Lord. It came to his heart. So he went. He now saw two people fighting. One, an Israelite. Two, an Egyptian. It's still happening till today. Till today. He saw them fighting. So he grabbed the Egyptian, strangled him. So early, Moses' infirmity has shown. It was somebody given to anger. Someone given to anger. Once something hits him up like this, strangled the guy and buried him in the sand. If you read the Exodus, I can bury the guy in the sand. And then the next day, he saw two Hebrews fight. I said, are you our brethren? And the one that was the oppressor said, get away. Who made you a judge and a ruler over us? Do you want to kill me like you killed the Egyptian? And Moses thought he killed the Egyptian in secret. He said, why? It is known. And then the Pharaoh then said, I will kill you. So Moses ran away and went to the Midian land. And then God now called him. That's the point I want to bring. Many times, there's a time lapse between when something comes to your heart and when the vision will be fulfilled. Particularly huge destiny. When the big destiny cannot come to your heart and then you just perform it. No. Praise the Lord. The reason, destiny needs preparation. Destiny needs preparation. It needs preparation. So when it comes to your heart, let's be afraid of God. Chinedu. Imagine if it comes to your heart that you'll be a businessman in gold. Gold will be what you used to do business. Gold. Pure gold. Then the next day, someone else said, I'm looking for a buyer. I have about 20 crates of 18 karat gold. And then, just when he says that, someone gives a call that they need karat gold in Lagos. You look at the dream that came to your heart, that business in gold. Then someone brought karat gold. Someone needs karat gold. Then everything seems to be falling in line. Peter and the disciples were toiling all night trying to get fish. They couldn't. As they were coming in the morning, after night expedition on the sea, they said, let's go and rest. Borrow me your boat. You can have it. When Jesus finished preaching, how can I reward you? Oh, yeah. Trust in this. Oh, God, forget. We've been there the whole night. There's no fish. But at thy word, we will go. And they went and caught a multitude. You will have thought that, obviously, Jesus has established us in this business. He said, drop them. Now you will follow men. You will be catching men. Praise the Lord. Let's be very careful when we are dealing with God. You need to always update information from God. Praise the Lord. Don't depend on what happened yesterday only. Keep updating. Amen. Peter would have thought, we are fishermen. See the miracle. And he said, drop it all. Not even drop it. From now, you will catch men. Praise the Lord. So, Moses, it came to the heart of Moses that you are going to be a deliverer. And as he went out, what did he see? A Hebrew and an Egyptian. Amen. He just said, deliverance has started. I went and strangled, definitely not the arm of the Lord, but the arm of flesh. Praise the Lord. Let's all, in destiny, there is a time lapse between when it comes to your heart and when it needs to be fulfilled. That time lapse is preparation. It's what? I've said it here before. A lady's period starts at 12, but she marries at 27. Wife, what was the essence of 15 years? Why didn't the period start at 22? Why do period starts at 12? Ask them in the north. That 12, they marry them. And they suffer serious consequences. Because the period starts in a marriage, they're not supposed to be together. The period is a signal that preparation for womanhood has to start. But people belittle preparation and they suffer the consequences. Praise the Lord. Between destiny, in destiny, between when you are told and the fulfillment is preparation. And dare not belittle preparation. Praise the Lord. It almost got Moses in trouble. So Moses went to Midian, and that's where God now spoke to him in the burning bush. Praise the Lord. So let's start with that. Exodus chapter 4. Chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Verse 2. Guess what? From the time God is now giving him the mission of destiny. No, this is the time, that's the end. From the time he came to his heart to now, God speaking to him and giving mission of destiny. You know it's 40 years. Praise the Lord. It's what? 40 years. How many of my young men here, God speaks, he comes to your heart and God tells you, you'll be a billionaire. Can you allow it to wait 10 years? I didn't even want to go to 40. Can you allow it 10 years? Billionaire, immediately you come out the next day and start to look for the business that will turn you to a billionaire. Praise the Lord. And guess what? You do not have the humility to handle billions. So let's always learn that principle. It's 40 years. Came to his heart. Destiny. Some call destiny thing takes time. Your job is to work with God constantly. Whether things are happening or they are not happening. Praise the Lord. Work with God constantly. God brings his own word to pass in its season. Amen. In its season. Between when God has said it and when it will come to pass is preparation time. Amen. Preparation time. And it's God who determines whether you are prepared. Amen. Many times, some of us, God has spoken to us, God, I'm ready, I'm prepared. Better keep quiet. Who determines preparation? It's God. Whether you are prepared or not, is God. Amen. So, Moses is now God showing up after he came to his heart. And let me just say it ahead of time. I know when God now spoke to him, Moses said he's not worthy. The person that was doing gra-gra 40 years ago, when God now said it's time, he said he's not ready. He said, I'm not even worthy. In short, it's not me. Amen. Let me just tell you, by the time the thing is doing you gra-gra, it's not yet time. Praise the Lord. By the time it's doing you gra-gra, it's not yet time. I've said it here before. Let me face this young man. I've said it here before. Today, you have revelation that you will marry Shade. A week later, you've changed your mind. You will marry Bumi. All of them, you have how God spoke to you. Last week, God said Shade. This week is Bumi. Then the next week is Rose. You know those guys that tells me something. One, you appreciate fine ladies. Two, your time has not come. Those are the two things that thing means. Other shadow. One, it tells me you appreciate fine ladies. But the second thing it tells me is that your time has not come. Imagine you go and marry like that. Then a week later, he's regretting that he married this person. That's what will happen. When boys marry, he still needs preparation. Amen. He has muscles. He doesn't have heart. Praise the Lord. He has muscles. He doesn't have heart. The heart needs to be prepared. Amen. God spoke to Moses at Exodus. Let's read. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Praise the Lord. So, and then this God coming in this season. Praise the Lord. This is now like fullness of time. Beginning, it came to his heart. But God was 40 years before. And now God came in, and Moses said, wow, I will turn and see this sight. So, and when he turned, God spoke to him. Amen. Then you know the cascade of the story. And then God now told him, I'm sending you back to Pharaoh. Sending you back to Egypt to go and free the children of Israel. Amen. Moses argued. Moses debated. Praise the Lord. And that's what happens when the real deal comes. When the real deal is not there, you are doing gra-gra. Moses argued. Moses debated. It's normal, though. The weight when the real thing comes is high. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass. When the real thing comes, there is a debate. Amen. Because of the weight that comes on you. He debated, he pleaded, and finally, in short, if you read Exodus 3, there's a time God got angry with him. He said, what will I tell them? He said, tell them that I am that I am sent you. Okay. Tell them that I have heard the groaning and their cry. Said he will do that. Then through the rod, this will happen. Then if they don't believe, put your hand inside your bosom. It will be like leprosy. Put it back. It will be returned to normal. If still they don't believe, take water from the sea. Pour it on the ground. It will turn to blood. After God said all that, Moses now said, okay. God, send the man you want to send. The weight of the hour was high. But let's look at one verse before we move on to, because Moses' life, if we want to just say it in 40 minutes long. Verse, chapter 4, verse 14. Chapter 4, verse 17. And thou shall take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Praise the Lord. The Lord will send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Have you read that scripture? Rule in the midst of thine enemy. Say, take this rod that is in thy hands, and with it you will do signs. Amen. The rod is the authority. Praise the Lord. The authority, all embodying authority of God's word. Amen. Staff of authority. Say, with it you will do signs. Amen. And the church is getting back to there. With the authority of God's word, this church will do signs. Amen. And finally, later, that rod budded. Amen. That means it was a rod for signs and wonders, but it was a rod of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. It started with signs, but it had to end with the fruit of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Because we are going to read Moses' life. Moses started with signs, interestingly, and then a problem with the fruit of the Spirit cost him the promised land. A problem with the fruit of the Spirit cost him the promised land. Both the sign and the fruit, they are both God. Amen. But many times, God gives us that initial privilege because Moses was a man of might. Till today, the real Orthodox Jews, you can't call Moses' name casually in their presence. They revere that name. You know, they don't believe Jesus has come. So when you mention Moses, read when they used to argue with Jesus. What do you say? Because Moses said, because today Moses was final authority. When he was still, if you go to the typical Orthodox, he's still Moses. Take this rod, wherewith you will do signs. It is the authority of God's word that God has given to us. So let's first make sure we get that word strong in our hearts and in our life, because it is with that same word that we are going to do signs. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there's somewhere in Exodus when that rod was called the rod of God. Praise the Lord. It was first rod of Moses, rod of Aaron. And Moses took the rod of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why Moses is the man of God. Everything about him was linked with God. Praise the Lord. He called that rod the rod of God. Praise the Lord. Moyemi find it. It's good to see that, because that's a scripture we should see. Do I have it? Yes. 420. Good. And Moses, is it 420? Actually, yes, chapter 4, verse 20. And Moses took the rod of God in his hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was first his rod. So with that rod, you will do signs. But later, he called it the rod of God. Praise the Lord. Let's walk with God, though. Let's walk with God. Let's walk with God. You will never be God, but God can walk himself through you. Amen. And that's what he wants. He wants to walk himself through you. So when people touch you, they've touched God. Because God is walking himself through you. The rod of Moses, rod, the rod of God. Praise the Lord. So, finally, with many miracles, outstanding miracles. Praise the Lord. We have not seen those kind of miracles again. No. I'm telling you. And Pastor always tells us, all these things will be fulfilled. It will come to pass and greater before we wrap up the world. It's good to read something. Just say, hey, if God did this in Moses, and is we are on a better covenant, established on better promises, what will God do with us? Praise the Lord. That Pharaoh, Moses faced Pharaoh. What will now happen when we face Putin and face King Jomi? Yeah, start to think about it. Praise the Lord. Because these are people that will not let people go. Our time is coming. And that's why we are learning these things, reading these things, trying to know these things. Amen. Say, all this were written for our learning, unto whom the end of the world has come. Praise the Lord. Staggering miracles. At the end, Pharaoh allowed them to go. So, what we saw, virtually all the miracles that were done throughout by Moses were through that rod. Praise the Lord. Was through the agency of that rod. Staggering miracles. Say, with that rod in your hands, you will do signs. Amen. Called it the rod of God. Staggering miracles. So Moses was a man, I know Pastor has been telling us, restoration of the gifts of the Spirit. Like, it's coming. It's coming. Word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Prophecy. Discerning of spirits. It's coming. In multiple faces. You are coming back to how Moses was being used by God. Praise the Lord. Now, let's fast forward it to the fact that they now came out of Egypt and entered the wilderness on their way to the promised land. Praise the Lord. You know, that's like Joseph too now. Joseph got the promise. Then he left and went through the wilderness to where the final promise was fulfilled. So we have the children of Israel too come out of Egypt, and God brought them out. So let's look at, after all the plagues, Exodus chapter 17. By this time, manna was already falling every day. Praise the Lord. God was blessing them. They were in the wilderness. You remember when Joseph was in the pit? When he was in Potiphar's house? When he was in the prison? What did we still see about Joseph? And the Lord was with Joseph. And he prospered everything in his hands. And all the warders in the prison, they left everything. Potiphar left everything in his hands. Praise the Lord. But Joseph always remember, that is not the throne. That is not your brother's bowing. Amen. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Amen. They promoted you in the office. They made you the manager. And go, was that the dream? Don't now settle that. That's not where you are going. That's where you are going through. It's not where you are going to. Praise the Lord. So, Moses, let's now read about Moses, Exodus 17. Now the people needed water. Amen. They said there was no water in the wilderness. They cried to Moses. I can trust you. We didn't want to leave Egypt, though. You are the one that said God spoke to you. Now, it would have been better we died in Egypt than to come and kill us in this wilderness. Who will bury us here? In Egypt, there were graves. We just died in the wilderness. We were eating onions in Egypt. Garlic. Meat. Now we're just eating this manna. Now there's no water. Verse 4. And Moses cried unto the Lord. Let's read it. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Praise the Lord. I want to hinge on this as I round up. God, what did God tell him? Gather together elders of Israel, isn't it? Take the rod in thy hands, smite the rock, and water shall come out. And Moses did what God told him in the sight of the elders of Israel, and it was so as God has said. Praise the Lord. And the water came out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you can see two characteristics of Moses so far. Three. Number one, Moses had destiny in his hands. Amen. God spoke, and it came to his heart. Amen. Destiny was in his heart. I hope destiny is in your heart. That this generation will be the one that will witness the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is far. This is the same generation that will demonstrate the power and the glory of God in this world before the end. Praise the Lord. Let those it's when those kind of destinies are not in your heart, that's when you can misbehave and trade your life for a piece of pottage. Yes. Trade your life for a piece of pottage. We always say, if there's nothing you can die for, then you can fall for anything. Moses had destiny. I'm going to deliver these people. Amen. Let's also know the destiny of our time. So Moses was a man with destiny. Then Moses was a man mightily gifted with signs. Amen. That came from the rod. Amen. So now God is building the rod back into us. I told you the rod is the authority of God's word. Amen. What we are waiting for is for that rod to now be followed with signs. Amen. I said amen. So let's know the path God is taking us. We have the destiny. God is building the rod. Amen. And now the signs will come. Praise the Lord. But Moses from verse chapter 17, verse 4 and 5, we can see that Moses was a man that walked with God. Amen. Walked with God. God said, do this, do this, do this. There is a scripture that says, yeah, it's in Psalm 1:116. Moses, the children of God, Israel, they knew the acts of God. But Moses knew the ways of God. Praise the Lord. They were always, we want water, we saw water. We want flesh, we saw flesh. Praise the Lord. And many in the body of Christ are going to be like that. They just see the outcome. Amen. Yes. 103. Thank you. He made known his ways. Eka, this is critical. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Moses followed God. So he knew the origin of the signs. The children of Israel are just seeing signs. Praise the Lord. It will be like that in the church. The church is divided. The tabernacle is divided. Outer court, holy place, holiest of all. Holiest of all are communing with God. Amen. The outer court just hears how God moves. It's always like that. They are all God's children. The children of Israel. They are God's children. They knew the ways. The acts. But Moses knew the ways. He followed God. Amen. He followed God. Moses followed God. Praise the Lord. Now, let's now move to Numbers or Deuteronomy. Let me get it. Deuteronomy. Chapter 20. Chapter 20. Just give me a minute. Tie the loose ends of the scriptures. Okay. Moses blesses the tribes. Yeah, Numbers chapter 20. Numbers 20. Remember, we just read from Exodus 17. The people wanted to stone him. They were thirsty. They had no water. They were actually about to kill Moses. Moses had to cry to God. He said, they want to stone me. Of Israel were close to 6 million. Let's even say only 100 of them are the ones that want to stone Moses. You won't survive it. And God said, call the elders. Walk, get to the rock. Smite the rock, water will come. Praise the Lord. Numbers 20. So, Moses' life was filled with signs. But here, we saw that, but in doing signs, Moses walked with God. Praise the Lord. He walked with God. So, he knew God's ways. Amen. Once something happens, he'll just go and fall before God in meekness and lowliness. The glory of God will appear. God will speak to him. So Moses knew the ways of God. Just, you need to humble yourself, be meek and lowly, acknowledge the Lord. God will show up. He will give you direction. The children of Israel, they just saw the signs. They just saw the signs. So God was working on Moses' heart. Numbers 20. Are we there? Okay. Now, again, another time now, these people needed water. Remember the first time they needed water? Now, they've come another time, verse 2, and there was no water, okay, for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. That first one was Moses. Praise the Lord. This was Moses and Aaron. Verse 3, let me just be wrong. Will God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? Okay. There's no water for our cattle. Verse 6, and Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces And the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, remember what God said the first time. Take the elders, isn't it? Take the rod. Move to the rock. Hit, smite the rock. And then water shall come. Let's see the instruction this time. Verse 8. Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak. Praise the Lord. And do what? And do what? Ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth water. What was the instruction the first time? Smite. Instruction this time. Carry that rod and speak. Let's always be very careful. I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. Very careful not to have this premonition that this is how God does his things. Be very careful. God is not a formula. God is a person. He will use formula, but he's a person. Amen. He said, take the rod, go with the elders, and speak unto the rock. Amen. And this time Moses was angry with the people. Verse 9. And Moses took the rod before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, this was not part of what God told you. He said unto them, hear now, ye rebels. Must we fetch you? Who are the we? God gave you instructions. Speak. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice. And water came out. I like that Pastor Lalu's talk of mercy. What God said will happen. But Moses did not do what God told him to do. The children of Israel, as usual, saw the sign. And they were happy. But Moses missed the way. Yes. Moses missed the way. And that was the end. Verse 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you will not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Praise the Lord. You will not. Fear God, though. God is not your mate. God is not our mate at all. Speak. But he got angry. You these rebels. Pastor Papa Raf told us many years ago, as stupid as people may behave in church, they are still God's children. Be careful how you talk to them. Their father will show up. Don't think God denies his people. Be careful. He was warning pastor. He said, be careful how you treat God's children. Because they only have one father. It's still God. The Yoruba people have a proverb. The day you want to kill a madman in town, that's when you know he has a mother. Everybody thought he's mad. He knows nobody. But try killing him. Then you know the guy has a mother. Okay. The children, still God's people. Anger. And pastor told us, pastor, may God bless. I never linked Moses to Levi. Moses from the tribe of Levi. That anger is a generational infirmity. It's always affected his great forefathers. Always affected them. And Moses walked with God. So he was a meek guy. But you see, when it comes to fruit of the Spirit, the only thing you do is to continue. Is to continue. If there's nothing we are learning tonight, is when you start a path, you continue. You cannot stop. Moses had known God enough. And God was not ready to give him. God did not give him the punishment of a baby. He knew God enough. To whom much is given, much is required. You these rebels. Must we? Maybe he's talking of him and God. Must we? God said, no. You crossed the line. You didn't sanctify me before the people. The thing I called you to at the beginning, that you will lead these people, you will lead them to the border, you won't enter. In Deuteronomy, he said, I besought the Lord that you will allow me enter. And God said, "Don't about this matter, don't ever talk about it again. Don't go there." Let's be afraid. This is the same Moses that stood in God's presence. 40 days. No water, no food. He came back, they couldn't look at him. He had to put a veil. His face was shining with glory. When the mountain was thundering with fire and all Israel, right away, Moses went there. Moses knew the ways. The children of Israel just knew the acts. Praise the Lord. Job 40. We should start rounding up. Moses knew what? The children of Israel knew what? So let's pick it from the lowest form. Which one is higher? The acts or the way or the ways? The acts from the lowest form. The children of Israel just knew the acts. Moses knew what? There's something higher. I will show you a more excellent way. And I will show you a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 13. That's love of God. I will show you a more excellent way. Because you need a more excellent way to deal with your chief infirmity. Yes. Praise the Lord. You need a more excellent way. Mercy, Lord. For all of us, to deal with your chief infirmity. You know what your chief infirmity will do? It can deny you from the chief promise. From the chief promise. So we need a more excellent way. Praise the Lord. Job 40. Remember the behemoth. How many people remember behemoth? Raise up your hand if you had us read about behemoth here. Twini, have you heard of behemoth? Yes. Let's go back to the behemoth. I said then that the behemoth represented a Christian imperfection, isn't it? The behemoth. Verse 15. Behold now the behemoth which I made with thee. Praise the Lord. It's not really different. I made you like fellow man. That's what it was just trying to depict. But he eat grass like us. We read it that day, everything, but we didn't go into the depth. And we won't have the time to go to the depth today. I want us to go to verse 19 about the character of the behemoth. He's the chief of the ways of God. Praise the Lord. That's love. He's the chief. Moses knew the way. But the behemoth is the chief of the ways of God. Amen. I will show you a more excellent. You need that chief way to deal with your chief infirmity. Praise the Lord. And it robbed Moses of the chief promise. He robbed Moses of the chief promise. Amen. I think I have said what 6:30. There's just one more thing. So Moses begged God. And David, give me Mount of Transfiguration. Mount of Transfiguration. Is it Luke 9? Yes. 9:28. Luke 9. Give me the Luke 9, the Luke version. This was Jesus praying on the mount. It was in prayer. Let's read it. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings. Eka, he took Peter. I'm not hearing guys. He took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. Many of us need mountain prayers in our closet. Praise the Lord. It just means praying at the height. Amen. The height of praying. Praise the Lord. And it came to... keep on going. We are going. Let's move fast. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah. Where was Jesus praying? Was it in Saudi Arabia or in Israel? Where did Jesus live when he was on earth? Israel. Was that wilderness or promised land? That part Jesus was that the promised land of the children of Israel or the wilderness? The promised land. Moses finally appeared there. Moses finally appeared in the promised land. Be it in this world or the world after, the mercy of God doesn't stop. Moses, finally, God said, don't go there, don't even mention it. But in his own eternal mercies, after death, Moses landed at the promised land. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. It's a faithful God. Moses finally showed up on that promised land. And yes, finally. He came to that promised land. Amen. God does not forget labor of love. At the end of the day, when we now balance the equation, did Moses suffer? Do we give Moses an 80%, 60%, or 100%? All the promises God gave him. God scolded him. But the hand God used to draw him back and love him was too much. Like Pastor said, and God gave him the honor. The only man that God buried. Even Jesus, people went to bury him. Nobody buried Moses. God buried Moses by himself. Let's give the Lord another super hand clap. Serve God. Praise the Lord. I worship alone. Is worth it. Is worth it. At the end of the day, Moses was not defined by his infirmities. He was defined by God's mercies. The only man buried by God. And nobody knows where God buried him. Till today. God buried Moses himself. What a way to go to heaven. Wow. Let's give the Lord another super hand clap. God honors his people. God honors his people. So please spend your time honoring God. Amen. He doesn't put his people to shame. And my people will never be ashamed. Follow him. Follow him. Lastly, I think this is the last lastly. Lastly. For those of us on the platform, how many of us are on Zion City Fellowship platform? Raise up your hand if you're on the platform. Okay, I'll go to the platform. On WhatsApp. Open your WhatsApp. Don't tell me it's not that you don't have data. Go to the platform. Moses, can you... David, can you beam that? Is it possible from the phone? Something was sent to us today on Pauline prayers. On Pauline prayers. Pastor sent it. Early in the morning, I was telling my wife that Kenneth Copeland is a spiritual father to Pastor Luby. Kenneth Copeland should be 83, 84. Pastor listened to him for the first time in 1980. That's 44 years ago. And Pastor said, what that man said in that, Pastor said he can't forget it. Pastor still talks about it. 44 years after. Life, light, and love. Pastor, you can't forget. I don't think Pastor has met Kenne Copeland, no. But Pastor follows the teaching, particularly in his early, in the 80s, as he was seven steps to perfection. The pastor, they are the ones that helped to build Pastor up in his early days. So this morning, he normally sends a word, that's Kenne Copeland, out every morning. And they used to share it on some of our platforms. So there's a sister that subscribes to it and shares it. And what they send this morning is a prayer Pastor has been praying with us forever. And the man said God has instructed him to be praying that prayer with his wife and children every day. Wow. And all of us just say, ah. You know, sometimes, until Kenne Copeland, Kenne Hagin, they show it. When Pastor say, what to Denny, But today, everybody, you could see the trembling everywhere. Ah! 36 years, Pastor, telling us, pray this thing. And can I come and say, God held him and said, pray this prayer every day. It's on your platform. He has given us some. This is the chief of the ways of God. Praise the Lord. This is the more excellent way. This is how to deal ultimately with your chief infirmity. Praise the Lord. We need to start. Let's all start to wake up. And start. And what is the characteristic of those prayers? Those prayers were prayers by Paul. Yeah. And Paul, there was always, he would say, I do not cease to pray for you. You hear? I pray for you always in my prayers, saying, we know, Paul, can I give you that those prayers, Paul used to say he prays them regularly. Yeah. And our pastor now coined it. He's the one that used that word for the first time. Pauline prayers. There were prayers of revelation that God gave Paul. Amen. Just like Moses too. Paul, filled with signs and wonders, started. He had a sense of his destiny from the beginning. Said, the words I preach, I don't preach them after men. The revelation I got them directly from the Lord Jesus. And Paul had signs. He said, and many great miracles were done by the hands of Paul. But Paul kept on praying these prayers. Amen. And Paul taught us 1 Corinthians 13 on love. These are the more excellent ways. There's the acts that the children, all the children know. Then there's the ways of God. But there is the excellent way. The chief of the ways of God. That's how you're going to deal with your chief infirmity. Praise the Lord. So, they're on the platform. Let me just give you my own personal advice. Personal advice. That's the advice this night I'm going to give my children. If there are days you are so busy, you are tired, don't pray those prayers. You didn't have time to pray. You are busy. Pray. Don't leave those ones. Look at them. Confess them. Pray in the spirit over them. Let them be your minimum requirement. Praise the Lord. Minimum wage. You know, when words fly around, they fly in their season. That's your minimum requirement. Pray those prayers. There are about 5, 6, 7 of them. Short prayers. Confess them. Paul prayed, God will give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened. I'll be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ will dwell in my heart by faith. I become rooted and grounded in love. They walk worthy of God unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. He will vouchsafe you worthy of the high calling you have called you to in Christ Jesus. Those prayers are, if there is a day you don't pray, do those prayers. The day you pray plenty, add those prayers. You don't pray at all, do those prayers. I'm serious. Praise the Lord. That's where we are learning. That's where we are here. Moses, the man of God. The children of God, Israel knew the acts. Moses knew the ways. One is higher than the other, but the higher one swallows the two. Who didn't have, did Moses see those acts? He did them. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel only were seeing the acts, but Moses knew the ways. Praise the Lord. But Moses now will tell us, if he comes here, that we all need to move to the chief of the ways, to the more excellent ways. Praise the Lord. so that we can deal with our chief infirmity, so that we can enter the promised land quickly in our own time. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads. God has been good to us today. God gives people, He gives people time. Amen. God doesn't set trap for people. God gives people time. He gives them rope. He gives people gap. So that they can change. So that they can become better. He said the husbandman, he has long patience. God is patient with all of us. The issue is that, are we taking that patience for granted? I saw a scripture today. It said, mercy and truth shall go before me. God will keep showing mercy. But use the mercy period to build truth. To build truth. To build truth. Let's bow in prayers. Talk to God. You know your life. You know yourself. Thank Him for what He has been doing for you. All of us, we have one testimony of God's goodness in our lives. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's appreciate Him. He's a faithful God. Let's thank Him for His mercies. But tell Him the more excellent way. Lord, I want to be involved in the more excellent way. Confessions about wisdom. Confessions about revelation knowledge. Confession about God's will. Confession about love. You take those prayers, you add 1 Corinthians 13 to it. Every day, your chief infirmity will not catch up with you. It will not catch up with you. Tell God to help you. God gives time. But you, the earlier you start to cooperate with God, the better. And tell Him to help you. God never leaves us alone. Ask for His help. Lord, I want the more excellent way. I want to graduate from the ways of God to the chief of the ways of God. The more excellent way. Pauline prayers, love with normal praying in the spirit and co. I want to be strong for the Lord. Strong in the Lord. In this end time. So that God can walk through me. They said Moses, the man of God. Amen. God could move through him. I want God to move through you. And that's why, brethren, when God starts to use you and everything, don't drop these prayers. Don't. Don't drop them. That arrow, he said, the rod wherewith you will do signs, later that rod budded, is fruit, is gifts and fruit. Yes. Meekest man on the earth. Meekest man. You are, if you stop, you can retrogress. Ask David. God is preparing a church of signs and of character. Amen. Where we are now is that He's preparing the rod. But when the rod is in place, with that rod, we will do signs. He's keeping the word in place now. That's the word of God. And that's what we are talking about confession of Paul and Peter. The rod is being put in place. When it's in place, we'll start signs. But continue that word. So I can bring forth fruit. Character. I was born to be your dwelling place, a home for the presence of the Lord. So let my life now be separated unto you, that I might be what I was born to be. Let's be in prayers in our heart. Listen to the words. I was born to be God's dwelling place, a home for the presence of my God. So let my life now be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is called. Your name is called Emmanuel. God with us. God with us. Revealed in us. Revealed in us. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. 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 Let's rise up and worship God. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Your name is called. Your name is called Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us. Your name is God. One hand to God, put one hand on your chest, say, Heavenly Father, I thank you because you have loved me with an everlasting love. Before I was conceived in my mother's womb, you have called me, you have chosen me, you have loved me, and Lord, here I am to be a prophet, a vessel to the nations. God, I thank you. Because I have destiny in my heart. I have destiny upon my life. My life is for signs and wonders. And I will show forth your character and your nature. At this time, you are building the world, building the rod inside of me. And with that rod, I shall make signs. And that rod shall bring forth fruit. Help me in the preparation process to be a vessel fit for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Help me to be faithful with love confession, with the Pauline prayers, so that the rod, the authority of the word of God shall be built in me fully. In Jesus' name, amen. Borepetoska tari ruska kabamba bastere marbaste borobasapa brunosa baba baba rusta karibeke subrebegege mangra borobasape munurkuskantre bebu sandele regerebeke subredoska kintekete ruska kabrebegeske marbasteria rusa kabamba baba bos reketole marbaseke mambregeso kebregeski regerebeke su mangra gato sae koshakai goske gerigegebregesu mangregegebregesu In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.